Introduction. I remember myself as a child growing up in the 50s thinking, how lucky I am to be an American. How sad it would be to come from somewhere else, I thought, to be French or Italian, perhaps. Wouldn't everyone, if they could, choose to be American? By the late 80s, 3 decades later, David Remnick, then a writer for the Washington Post, complained that the United States had become second-rate in business, culture, even sports. And today this lament is echoed from left to right. America is in warp-speed decline, writes C.J. Werlemann for the liberal activist news service Alternet. America is in trouble, writes centrist New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman. America is disintegrating, writes conservative political commentator and former presidential hopeful Pat Buchanan. Hector Barreto, former chief of the U.S. Small Business Administration and chair of the Latino Coalition, asks, are we the land of the American dream or the American decline? The repeated concern that the United States is in decline is odd. In many ways, the America of today is a far, far better country than that of the 50s and 60s, a period frequently idolized as the high watermark of U.S. prosperity and power. Living standards have risen. Life expectancy is up and infant mortality rates are down. The air and water are cleaner. Crime rates are down. High school has become universal and college is more accessible. Expression of sexuality is freer. Transportation is cheaper, safer, easier, and more efficient. Information is more available. Healthcare is more effective and finally, maybe, about to become more universally available. The danger of the United States engaging in nuclear war, at least all-out nuclear war between states, is lower. For huge groups of once marginalized people, women, African Americans, Latinos, other people of color, gay and bisexual men and women, transsexuals, the United States provides far greater freedom, far more opportunity, and far greater safety than it did a generation or two ago. Given the gains in American society, the pervasive belief in decline, and the pessimism infecting both pundits and the wider public calls out for explanation. Dating back a quarter of a century or more, it can't be dismissed as nothing more than the result of the sluggish recovery from the Great Recession of 2008, the political gridlock of the Obama years, and the anxieties bred by the threats of terrorism, Ebola, and climate change. The national malaise reflects longer-term discontents and perhaps a distant, often distorted memory of post-World War II America and a dim sense of the paths not taken. Though decline may be the wrong word, something has changed in the United States, and that something has produced a sense of looming crisis.